Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of FinPortal, I extend a warm welcome to you all for our first ever Investor Company Connect virtual event, Value Portal, where capital meets business. So our third company of the day is Cellorep Industries Limited. With over 40 years of manufacturing experience, Cellorep Industries Limited is a leading supplier of customized automotive components across both ICE and EV platforms. The company offers plastic injection molded parts, foam components, sealing solutions, and EPP molded products, and operates five manufacturing plants across India within an in-house R&D center. Cellorep serves leading OEMs including Maruti Suzuki, Mahindra, Hyundai, Renault, and supported by a strong revenue growth, improving EBITDA and PAT, and continued investments in automation and R&D, the company is well positioned for the long-term automotive and EV growth. Before we proceed with the webinar, please note that this call is being recorded. Some of the statements made during this call may be forward-looking and are based on the current assumption, which involve risk and uncertainties. Actual results may differ. The company assumes no obligation to update its statement unless required by law. We encourage all the participants to consider these factors and avoid placing undue reliance on the forward-looking information. From the company side, joining us on the call today is Mr. Saurabh Poddar, the Managing Director, and Ms. C.S. Srishti Gandhi. Handing over to the management, I will now hand over the floor to the management team for their opening remarks. After the presentation, we will move on to the Q&A session. Participants who wish to ask a question may type them in the chat box from now onwards. Thank you, and over to you, Saurabh, sir.
Thank you, Drishti. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the webinar organized by FinPortal, known as Value Portal. So, Drishti has given a brief intro of our company and myself. So, let me start to introduce my company, Cellorep Industries Limited. So we are a four-decade company with the SK Group as the platform, in which Cellorep Industries and Cellorep EPP, two leading auto components companies, are formed all across India and have a state-of-the-art manufacturing. Our product portfolio are diversified as required by our customer and have more than five, six portfolio products. So the second company, Cellorep EPP, is a joint venture company between Japanese companies Kaneka and Mitsui, and Cellorep is the Indian company. Also, we have around 20-25% of export reach, which are normally a deemed export, supplying to all continents of the world. And we have a full dynamic and professional core management team who are with us for last 3 decades with Cellorep. So now we move to our vision, mission, and values. These are the few statement which through which we run our business. And as you say on vision, we have a ESG guidelines which we are following and we have started. And ESG is our main focus to get into carbon neutrality and other requirements as per the country's agreement to the world, and our responsibility for the future generations to come and live. So we are working a lot on those programs. So on a journey, if you see, we started in 85, which was started by Mr. Sushil Kumar Poddar, who is main promoter, my father, and I joined in 1992. So with that, we have got different businesses in different years. If you see the journey then of our company, different times we opened. We started from Gurgaon, then we have a plant in Chennai, we have a plant in Pune, Chakan, then we have joint venture plants in again NCR and Gujarat. And we are also from last 3 years GPT, Great Place to Work certified company. We have been awarded by NSCI all our plants for safety awards in MSME region. Plus, we have some customer awards also for support and recognition. Below, if you can see our main core team, this Saurabh Poddar, Managing Director, Sushil Kumar Poddar is the Chairman, S.S. Mocha is the Executive Director. He looks after business development and other functions. Dharampal Gupta is the CFO. Khush Poddar is the third generation who has joined the business from last 1 year and currently looking on strategy and innovation. Mr. Ghosh is again a stalwart in the auto industry. He is the president of sales and marketing. On the HR human resource, we have Viva Anoop, who is our CHRO. Then on quality front, we have Mr. Vijay Shankar, who is our group quality senior general manager. And on the operation to look after one plant is Mr. Vishal Srivastava, who is our operation head for locations. Then our product portfolio are plastic injection molding, which are like fasteners, grip assist from small, medium to large size of the plastic products, PU foam molding, foam labels and stickers, screen sealing, and EPP molding. EPP molding is the joint venture company with Japanese company. So we have more than 150,000 square feet of manufacturing area covered in all locations of the Indian automotive hubs. And the state-of-art machines which we have is in on the injection molding. We have all electric machines, so that keeping in mind the environment and other things, so we use only injection molding machines which are all electric. We don't use the conventional servo machines. Then we have adhesive coating line, PLC operated. We are working on Industry 4.0 a lot for our management and MIS reports and other things. So we are, as we said, strategically located all our plants. Below is our plant locations as per state and other things. And we are focusing a lot on R&D center, which is our Ranipet, which is near Chennai, you can say. So these are the our export locations, countries which we are having, but these all are deemed export. Means the we are doing with the all our OEM customers. So the joint venture company what we have is called Cellora PPP India Private Limited, in which Kaneka India is a Japanese company which has an Indian arm, 51%. Cellora Industries Limited is 26% shareholding. Mitsui company is 23%. This was established in 2005. We are, and Kaneka is Japan is also a technical partner come shareholder. This is to manufacture the EPP products used in automotive and packaging industry. So there are some awards and recognition we have got from the customers and ACMA. ACMA is the Auto Component Manufacturer Association. So now these are marquee clients: Maruti Suzuki, Mahindra, Tata, Hyundai, Kia, Nissan, Renault, Stellantis, JLR, VW. Most of the players who are in India, we supply to passenger vehicle, and Daimler is the truck. Isuzu is also truck. Swaraj is the tractor manufacturer. And now you can see Plumage. Plumage is the desktop manufacturer. So as for some impressive tractions, we have around 3,000 SKUs of product all across, with current status of 275 crore order book, 35 plus major clients, 1.2 million units sold annually. 75% is our manufacturing capacity utilization. All our plants are OSAS, IAF certified, TSEC certification. TSEC is basically the cyber and IT certification required for the data security. Then ISO 27000 EMS system is all certified by the relevant bodies. So we want to capitalize on growing export demand. Indian auto component is poised to become one of the largest globally 2030, with the market size exceeding 130 billion. Auto component exports are projected to reach $100 billion, reflecting a more than five-fold growth from 21 billion in 2024. which contributes 25% to Indian manufacturing growth in GDP. Indian auto component export to North America with soar from $6 billion today to $40 billion by 2030. So in the global and Indian automotive industries, the global automobile industries is growing by 6.77% CAGR, and Indian automobile is growing by 5.5% CAGR. Now, EV automotive industries is globally growing by 9.68%, whereas in India, the EV is growing by 36.4% CAGR. And I think till further, this will be a trend because India is focusing a lot on EV vehicle. So, and about the component industry growth is 11% CAGR till 29th or 39, what the reports are coming in. But as a company, we are looking at bettering to grow much, much bigger and faster, more, and beat this 11% CAGR of industry growth globally. So policy push and broader tailwinds for sectoral growth. So favorable policies have come which are driving this growth, like the scrappage policy, which was done in 2021. 100% FDI allowed under automotive route for the auto component sector. Allocation of 64,000 crore for the automotive and auto component sector in PLI scheme. The Bharat New Car Assessment, the BNCAP, to strengthen the value chain of the auto component sector and drive the manufacturing cutting edge. Key growth drivers are third largest automotive market present, significant demand in India. Cost advantage with 25% power production cost was Europe and Latin America. Global auto component sourcing hub due to its proximity to key markets such as Asia, Europe, Japan, and Korea. Growth is further booked by decent R&D expenditure, with 8% of Indian R&D being in the sector. So now this is consolidated half yearly performance, which we are doing. We are growing year on year with in top line and bottom line both. So if I give you a revenue breakup, so the product-wise revenue breakup also, if you can see, we are growing substantially from foam. We were 57.24 to 65.31 in 25-26. And even the segment margin, we are maintaining and trying to grow from 16% to 17%, 21 to 23 in as per the product areas of the our product line. And if you can see the graph as geographical area also as per revenue, like Pune is 23%, Gurgaon is 20%, Ranipet is 49% of our total sales value. Thank you. Any questions?
Thank you, Saurabh folks, sir. Thank you, Saurabh sir, for the insightful remarks. So we will now begin the Q&A sessions. I would request the participants who wants to ask the question can put their questions in the chat in the Q&A box. So Saurabh sir, first question is from Mr. Madhur Rathi. So his question is, why has short-term loans and advances as on FY25 and increased from 8.22 crore in RHP to 15.16 crore in H1 FY26 results?
So we started a plant in Pune. We did some investment with some internal accruals and loan. So that's why that has increased. And we had some machines which were imported on under LLC, which were converted into loans by the bank.
And what is the outlook for FY26 and FY27 in terms of top line and bottom line?
Definitely, we are looking at a better growth than 24-25. So we will grow by 8 to 10% on top line and bottom line. Also, we'll grow accordingly.
Next question is from Mr. Tushar Gupta. What will be our sustainable margins on a blended basis?
So I think our sustainable margin will means PAT, or you are asking of the PAT.
Yes, sir, PAT margins.
So PAT margin will continue to be on similar line as our sales will increase. There would be definitely a bit of increase in the PAT margins also because of fixed cost and over cost being common for those here, which will not increase as much as what the sales would require.
And what about the EBITDA margins on a blended basis, sir?
So EBITDA will also improve if the when the sales will increase, keep on increasing, because fixed cost will not increase as high as what is currently there.
Next question is what percentage of total revenue is from top five customers?
I think top five customers is around 60%.
Okay. What is the current capacity utilization?
Around 77 to 80%.
And what is the optimum revenue potential from the current asset base?
From the current asset base, the revenue could be around 250-300 crores.
Okay. And what helps us achieve mid to high 20 margin in foam division?
So it's a very, very in foam division, it is a very what to how to say that there are a lot of things in process which we are able to do, and nesting, which allows us to have a good margin in the home business there. And there one of the thing is we have a good market share is one or two kind of products over there, so which helps us to create a good margin over there.
Okay, and the next question is, why is the revenue flat Q on QOQ basis? Why there is no growth? What were the reasons?
So there is some growth. It's not bad, I believe. 1 minute, let me see. There is a growth on a half yearly basis, on Q and Q, quarter by quarter basis. Certain quarters in automotive sector are slow, and certain quarters are very, very high on demand. So that difference may arise on quarter to quarter basis, but there is a nominal growth in the quarter to quarter.
Okay, and please provide an update on the capacity expansion. You have also spent 12 crore in CapEx from IPO proceeds.
So currently we haven't spent full amount on the CapEx. We are spending as and when required to increase the capacity, depending on the machines and all. So we have the places to put that. So required, we are doing that.
Okay, the next question is, what is the non-current investment of rupees 26 crore?
I'll have to check and come back on this.
Okay, sir. And the next question is, what strategies do you have to increase your export revenue, especially with the rising demand for EV components globally?
So we are a tier one supplier to most of the OE customers, what we have. So, and they have their global purchasing offices in India. So as a strategy, we have been shortlisted with them for some of the variety of components and products which they want to resource from India or de-risking from China. So those RFQs and all we get, and we keep them meeting me. We visit them in their plants abroad to see what is their requirement, how they want to do, what systems they want. And we implement all those strategies in our marketing and manufacturing to win the business with those kind of customers.
Okay. The next question is, what is the short-term loans and advances of 16.7 crore?
Short-term loans and advances of 16 crores. So advances might be some. There are a lot of tool manufacturing happening for the projects. So we have to give advance for that. So that must be, and short-term loans are bank borrowings.
Okay. What are the plans for the next phase of capacity expansion?
So as and when required, we have planned for capacity and plant expansion available, and we keep on doing it. We will beat the CAGR as I told you. So definitely there is a plan to grow the revenue and plants in next 3 to 5 years.
Okay, and as you mentioned that you have 60% dependency from the top five customers, doesn't that create a concentration of customers?
No, it doesn't create customer. They are all five, six large customers. And in fact, five customers, 60% means each customer is 10 to 15% only. So in automotive, if you see, there are only 15, 20 car makers, like for tier one. And in fact, in our industry, it is considered to be a very good proportion to be concentrated with these people.
Okay. How do you manage the impact of the raw material price fluctuations?
So some are absorbed by our customers and some we have to absorb. It's a negotiation based, and we do that. And some companies give it every quarter to quarter fluctuation, some give it yearly to year. Same thing, same rule goes for foreign exchange fluctuation also.
Okay. The next question is, what is the product mix of our company? Is it value-added or commoditized? Are we doing any value-added products?
So we are doing both commoditized product also and value-added products also.
Okay, and what is your kit value per vehicle? Is it increasing or decreasing?
It's increasing.
What is the timeline to execute 275 crore order book?
I think in 2 years.
Okay. Are we the single source supplier to any auto OEM and what is it our market share?
So single source supplier to auto components is normal for only some category of products. One or two we are single source, but otherwise there are multiple sources there in the customer base. And for that which we are single source all over India volume, we can say that I enjoy around 60 to 70% market share in one of the product.
Okay. And what is our price arrangement with our customers? Do we have any annual price reduction contracts, fixed price contract, or formula-based pricing?
formula based pricing, annual contract, then price reduction contracts are also there some places, whatever is there. So all formula work with different companies. All kind
Okay.
of structures are there.
Okay. As you mentioned that the kit value per vehicle is increasing, so can you mention the amount as well?
No, it's very difficult to mention the amount because there are 100 kinds of models, and in each model there are 30, 40, 50 parts. So it's very difficult for me to tell it here.
Well, who are our major competitors?
So on the major competition, since we are four five categories of products, so every category has competitors, but we have competition from large scale people also and similar size of people also. So if I say in plastics, to a certain extent, I compete sometimes with Lumax, TAFE also. And on lower similar size, there is Radiant, there is PPAP, which are our competitors. Then on foam side, there is some Indica Chemicals, Pusker Insulation. So those are more similar or a smaller size companies.
Okay. And what is the moat or the USP of Cellorep?
So first, the Cellorep has in 40 years demonstrated its skill and flawless supply of quality and timely delivery to the customers, and has a huge long-standing delivery status. And we are very lean organization, so we are very cost effective. And always going on to accept the challenges given by the customer on account of, like, we have started ESG, the cybersecurity thing. So we follow our requirements of the customer without any hiccups and issues. And there's a lot of confidence in us by our customers.
Okay. And what is the other current assets of ₹505.89 crore?
That again, we'll have to get back later. I have to
Okay.
see the balance sheet in detail.
Okay. So, in which product you are the market leader?
In the foam, there's one product, Water Shield. We are market leader. This is the second product what I've given, Water Shield. We are market leader over there.
Okay. Can you give us the revenue breakdown between different segments such as four wheelers and two wheelers?
So our 90% is four wheelers. Two wheelers we hardly do, and rest is tractors, bus, and white good. So majorly is four wheelers, 90% you can say.
Okay. I request the participants to put down their question in the Q&A box. What is the reason for a sudden jump in the EBITDA margin from 12% to 14%?
12% to 14% is, according to me, it's not a very big jump. It's a good jump because we have implemented a lot of cost-cutting ideas, a lot of automation was done, a lot of waste control was done, inventory management was done. As I told, then we leaned our organization. So a lot of behind the scenes have gone in the utilization of the plant, which helped us to improve the EBITDA margins.
Okay. Despite having a smaller base, why we are not confident to grow at a higher price?
Higher price means
Higher pace.
we are going at higher pace. We are very confident to go at higher pace. I told already that we will beat the 11% CAGR of market assumptions, whereas we have been growing at 14-15% minimum on a CAGR basis, which we will grow much much more.
Okay. What is the maximum revenue Sellerup can generate at the full capacity utilization?
So I told you around this, around 250, 300.
Okay. And what is the amount current we are spending on the R&D currently?
So R&D, we are spending around 1% or 1.5%, roughly.
And can you throw some light on why the cash flow from operation changed drastically for the company? Like in FY25 we have generated 21 crore of CFO, but in H2 FY26 there is no big jump in revenue, but our CFO is negative.
Because of investment in the plant, no?
Okay. I would request the participants to put their questions in the Q&A box. Which of the Solero products are most profitable in terms of margins and in terms of volume?
Foam and water shield.
Okay. Okay, we will wait for 2-3 more minutes if we get any further questions. There is one question we have received, sir. What innovations in EV components are being developed at your Ranipat R&D Center, and how will this future growth?
So there's a lot of new technologies which keep coming, and we are developing some components which are re required for EV vehicles, and I cannot disclose those components so openly and directly, but definitely there are a lot of development happening over there for the EV. And not only for the EV, means our products mostly can be used in ICE also, similar products. For specific EV, our products are not there. Means it can be used EV, ICE, whichever vehicle and P customers want to adopt to the newer technologies.
Okay. And will the investment in the plant and machinery funded by the IPO proceeds enable the development of the new product line and how?
The development. So definitely the plant and machinery what will be added for the investment proceeds have been looked around and seen to develop the product of whatever has been new product has been developed by us, and some machines will be used for that.
Okay, sir. So I think as there are no further questions in the chat box, we can now give the closing remarks.
I think there is one more question you can see.
You have answered that already regarding the USP of
Yeah,
Cellorep.
I have answered that. Okay.
So thank you for the insightful remarks, sir. So, on behalf of Finportal Investments, I would like to express our gratitude to Mr. Saurabh Poddar and the entire team at Cellorep Industries for taking the time to join us and provide such detailed responses to the questions. We also appreciate all the participants for their engagement. If any questions remain unanswered, feel free to reach out to us at your respective contacts. So, with that, you may disconnect now. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, everyone.